You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Every January, something interesting happens. Social media fills up with plant-based meals, restaurants roll out new vegan options, friends who've never talked about food ethics suddenly ask questions like, is oat milk actually better? Or, what do you even eat as a vegan? That moment has a name. It's called Veganuary. Today, we're going to talk about how Veganuary started, how its popularity has grown over time, what the data actually says about its impact, and how everyday people can help raise awareness and support the campaign beyond just 1 month a year. Veganuary launched in January 2014 in the United Kingdom. It was created by Jane Land and Matthew Glover, two advocates for animals and sustainability who wanted a new approach to vegan outreach. Instead of telling people what they should do forever, they asked simple questions. What if you just tried vegan living for 1 month? No pressure, no labels, just curiosity, support, and education. That first year, only about 3,300 people signed up. By any viral standard, that number was small, but the idea was powerful. Veganuary wasn't built around guilt or perfection. It was built around experience, and that made all the difference. As the years went on, participation grew steadily. Tens of thousands became hundreds of thousands became millions. By the early 2020s, Veganuary had expanded far beyond the UK into North America, Europe, Asia, and beyond. In 2025, Veganuary reported an estimated 25.8 million participants worldwide. That includes both official signups and people who participated informally by following along, trying vegan meals, or using January as a reset. This matters because sometimes you hear the question, has Veganuary peaked? The data suggests the opposite. While the novelty may feel different depending on where you live, global participation continues to increase and Veganuary's reach continues to expand into new countries, new cultures, and new food systems. One reason Veganuary has lasted is because it meets people where they are. Participants receive simple meal ideas, nutrition guidance, emails and encouragement, and a sense of community. Veganuary doesn't demand perfection, it offers support. And that approach works. Participants surveyed consistently show that most people don't return to eating exactly the same way they did before. Many report reducing animal products long term, others stay fully vegan. Even those who don't remain fully vegan often leave with more awareness and more compassion around food choices. Veganuary functions as a gateway, not a finish line. Veganuary doesn't just influence individuals, it influences systems. Every January, companies prepare for Veganuary the same way they prepare for the holidays or major campaigns. Restaurants launch new menu items, grocery stores expand plant-based offerings, food brands test innovation. In recent years, thousands of new vegan products have been introduced during Veganuary, many of which remain available year-round. That ripple effect matters. When businesses see demand, vegan options stop being niche and start becoming normal. And normalization is how lasting change happens. It's also fair to talk about the criticism. Some people feel Veganuary has become too commercial. Others feel overwhelmed by messaging or disconnected from the campaign. And in some regions, it may feel quieter than it once did. But movements don't disappear just because they evolve. Veganuary has shifted from novelty to infrastructure. It's no longer just about headlines. It's about systems quietly adjusting behind the scenes. That's often what real progress looks like. You don't need to be a massive platform to make an impact. Here are practical ways people can support Veganuary and help it grow. First, participate and share honestly. Your real experience is more powerful than perfection. Second, support vegan businesses during January and beyond. Spend your dollars intentionally. Third, start conversations without pressure. Curiosity opens more doors than debate. Fourth, create and share content. That could be a post, a podcast, a recipe, or a simple recommendation. And finally, carry the spirit of Veganuary past January. Every plant-based choice after the month ends keeps the movement alive. Veganuary started as a small idea with a big heart. It didn't ask people to change everything overnight. It asked them to try. More than a decade later, millions have. Whether you participate for 1 month, 1 meal, or 1 mindset shift, Veganuary continues to prove that compassion grows fastest when people are invited, not forced. And sometimes, all it takes to change the world is a January that starts a conversation. Thank you for listening to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, and I'm so glad that you are joining us on this journey as we explore the vegan world. Remember, we do produce a podcast every single day, and you can go to vegansexplore.com/podcast to see all of our episodes. Thank you so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.